Are you saying you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, presented by Darling Way, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth, Aaron, and Tina.
Hello, hello, all you sexy holes and poles. Welcome to Come With Us podcast, where you're part of all the naughty, sexy, fun conversations that everyone wants to listen in on. All right, today we're talking about 30-day sex challenge. 30 days sexy every single day. Does that sound like hell? Torture? Too much? Or all good fun? I'm Beth Darling, sexy genius, dean of sexyedschool.com, where smart, successful, and even spiritual people go for their graduate degree in love. It's my pleasure, my sexy pleasure to be with y'all here with the good and gorgeous Aaron, the brave and beautiful Tina, as we dive into all things love, sex, and relationships. All right, y'all, 30-day sex challenge. I said, ooh, does that sound like torture? And Aaron's like, his face
the
was
fuck
just,
no, hell no.
No, I love that. That sounds good to you?
That sounds like a damn great way to make sure I don't have a bad day for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so there's not a part of you that goes, oh God, I have to have sex today?
No.
Isn't that funny? Okay, because that's the first thing. As soon as you tell me 30 days of anything, if you told me you had to eat chocolate chip cookies every day for 30 days, I'd go, oh shit. God, I love chocolate chip cookies. Now I'm not going to want to eat them.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, what about you, Tina?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it seems like more of a struggle. Not a struggle for me. Like, actually, I would be perfectly fine doing it. I just wouldn't want, like, to, like, I think it's, I've never been with anyone who's had, like, that high of a libido. Or, like, be willing to, like, actually, yeah, you're right, enjoy it the whole time. Because what's the point of doing it if you aren't enjoying it?
Yeah, that's kind of
getting both people on the same page, you know?
Yeah.
It's really hard because, like, I don't know, with real life and stuff, like...
Mm-hmm. You have to make it a priority, right? Yeah. Just like people who go to the gym and whatnot and stuff. So, all right. Well, so Aaron, you mentioned, tell everybody how this 30-day sex challenge kind of started, because it's not just bullshit Beth stuff, right? This actually,
no.
How did it start?
So this actually was brought to my attention years ago on an old radio show I used to work on. They would do it, and they would invite different couples of different ages to document it. So there would be a different couple, and there would be a couple in their 20s, a couple in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and they called it Sextember, and you had to report once a week on, you know, hey, how are you guys doing? And
there's
no penalty for not doing it, but it was it all started, I think, back in like 2008 or so, with a pastor in Florida who had encouraged all the married people in his congregation to take 30 days and have sex 30 days in a row. And his argument was that, one, not only does it help your relationship because it brings you closer together, but for those of you who think of, oh, sex is a chore, or, oh, we just don't have time for it, it reinvigorates your sex life, because then you start to enjoy each other's company more and more, and then you start desiring it more and more. Because it's something that you're starting to go, like, you're programming your brain again to, like, oh yeah, sex is fun again. It's not this thing that we do because we're married and because we, you know, or kind of feel obligated to do it. It's more of a, like, oh yeah, this is part of the fun thing that was part of our relationship for such a long time that we've neglected.
Yeah, and I think actually part of it also is, like, I tell people, in fact, my blog this week was about challenging ourselves, right? People are designed... Human nature is that we need to be challenged. We need to step up. We need to feel successful. Otherwise, we get comfortable and secure for a while, and that feels good, until suddenly then it's like boring and resentment. And then I see people end up just crashing and burning just out of desperation to get out of it. So this challenge, I like the idea that it then becomes, okay, it's you and me together, and we're going to do this. And
yeah.
Therefore... I think that commitment and that achievement actually is a really big thing and helps turn around. Because when we are successful, we feel so much better about ourselves, each and every one of us. So,
yeah. And I mean, you've said it before, is, you know, if you feel like you're not as interested in sex, you know, masturbate daily for a week at a time and, you know, start to wake up your body again and stuff like that. Well, same thing goes with sex. Do it with your partner for, you know, several days in a row, and all of a sudden it becomes one of those things where you go a couple days without it and your body starts craving it again, just like you don't yes. have caffeine in the morning when you get up for work.
That is very true, because those feel-good hormones are absolutely real and incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. And we just kind of forget about them yeah. later on in life. So, yeah, and I love the idea that this was done by clergy, because, again, you know, people laugh or think it's weird that I will talk so bluntly about sexy, and yet I firmly believe in family values. People should create whatever family they want, and then they should really do everything they can to make that family super strong and enduring and happy. So I like that the pastor recognized that sexual intimacy is a really, really integral part of that. So I like that. So have you and your wife ever done the 30-day sexy challenge?
We have not. Really? Since we got married, we have worked nonstop, basically, and getting an actual 30 days of constant being, for us to be in the same room for more than 10 minutes for 30 days, I know people go, oh, uh-huh, yeah, 10 you minutes, could, you yeah. could do it. Yeah. yeah. But for us to be in the same room every day for 30 days straight is a miracle in and of itself.
But you said you yeah. and her have had sex more than 30 days.
Yeah, when we were dating.
When you were dating.
Yeah, in the, like when we were in that first early honeymoon phase yeah. of the relationship, yeah.
Fuck like rabbits.
Aaron told me, how John? 56 days?
This is just a rough estimate because, I mean, it was whatever. Summer in between college. She was home. I was home. I was off of work for a while because I got into a fight with my boss. So, yeah, I mean, it was like 2 months straight every day because, well, what else are you going to do when you're young and in college and you don't really have that much money?
Young, dumb, full of cum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. I like the fact, though, that Aaron, your sexual life impressed Tina.
Oh,
I really yeah, like that because she was like, 56 days. I've never had anybody who could go, like a partner who could do that, keep up with me for that long. So that's pretty
very
good.
True, very true. Very true.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to put that on my sex badge of honor wall.
Yes. Yes. I swear. I keep thinking I'm going to get like a piece of paper here so that we can all get gold stars for things because, yeah. So again, we need sense. We need accomplishment and achievement. So, yes. In fact, that. I would say for people trying to do this 30-day challenge, I think that would be a great idea, actually. Because if
gold
you
stars?
See gold stars, yeah. yeah, every day you see, yes, yes, yes. And then, believe me, if there's a day where you think you're not going to get
gold
one, you're going to be like, no, 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 no.
Well, golden, gold yeah. golden penises.
No, yeah. keep it as penises? Gold stars. And this is the best part. Cuts? I mean, we're headed into football season. People are going to have friends over to, you know, social aspects and all that shit. Just
get
put it on
it.
The wall in the kitchen and yes. let people go, what's that for? And you go, oh, don't worry about it. And then you just tell them in private or you just tell them.
Hell, I
mean,
I think people should have it and they should even be able to tell their kids, this is how much I love your mom, dad, your
partner.
Okay,
now that's weird.
But they don't need to know the details. It's like, yes, this is the way that, like, we love each other. And we have to remember every day to be kind and to be nice. And
no,
when we
I'm
do a good
sure
job,
about the child thing.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, kids actually need to see this, not the details
no,
of the sexy. They just need to know
they
that
don't need
it's
to
important.
Equate a gold star chart with love and affection, because guess what? That's what they get in school, and so then it starts to confuse chemicals in the
no,
brain. No,
it's,
don't
it's,
do that.
It's the same thing. We need to know that it's important and that it's a priority. But anyway, so I will tell you that I have a friend who I have always admired this about them. They don't necessarily do a 30-day sex challenge. They do something I think is even bigger, which is every New Year's, they decide on a challenge for the year for themselves. And so 1 year, they'll keep track of how many blowjobs she gives him. And they literally will get like a baseball counter or, you know, a little
yeah,
clicker
the little
things.
Thing
you know.
That they use at Costco to make sure they're not over capacity. And
yes,
shit. Yeah.
exactly. They'll do that. And so every time they'll keep track and they'll try to break a record from years ago or something. Or they'll have one on how often he gets her off or how many orgasms he gives her over the year. Whatever it is. But every year. And I'm telling you, they have been together over 30 years. It's so cool and it's fun to like watch and be like, yes, this is awesome. Cool. What are you doing?
So I know my wife and I know you and
yeah.
both of you would lose that fucking piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping track. Oh, and then totally it would have to start over 3 days in and then you lose that fucking piece of paper a week later.
Yeah. Well, don't leave me in charge of that. You're absolutely right. Do not. I used to tell my kids, in fact, we'd get things from school and their teacher would say, give this to your mom for safekeeping. And they're like, you don't know my mom. And that was absolutely true. Do not give me things for safekeeping. That's not a good bet. So, Yeah, I would lose it. But you would hold on to it. So you would be the keeper of the count. There you go. But I like that. The keeper of the cum count.
No, I just think the Sesame Street count. One orgasm, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my
two
God.
Two orgasms, ha, ha, ha. Like, good God.
Oh, that's a great
Thank
voice. I really like that. Now I know what you should be for Halloween.
No, that's Ooh. Weird. Ooh, oh, yeah. That'll really confuse fucking people.
Okay, just be a vampire and suck her. Anyway, I got distracted. But anyway, okay. So, all right. Okay, so let's think about this. Okay, so if you're going to do a sex challenge, I think, again, because the idea is you don't want it to just be like, okay, fuck, 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 and nothing. The idea is that it's supposed to actually create intimacy. So the goal isn't just simply orgasm. It's intimacy. It starts people talking. You have to prioritize and commit to sexy, which I think is really important. And then I guess you've got to be able to turn the other person on, or it's just going to be a drag. So let's just say that you and your wife were going to be in the same room every day for the next 30 days, and you were going to do this sexy challenge. All right. And Tina, you do the same. If you were and your boyfriend were going to be and do this challenge, what kinds of things would y'all do to try to make it fun and engaging and pleasurable for yourself and for your partner so that it wasn't just, oh God, we have to do this, or wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like, how could you get your partner?
Oh, I definitely excited. Think the number one thing is like spice it up.
Okay.
Like, I would say, you know, some days give him head, some days let him give you head, some mm-hmm. days. Like, it doesn't always have to be just like straight sex.
Yes.
I think like it's important to keep in mind that like this isn't just like, it's not a like, what is it, copulation challenge?
Right. It should be 30 days sexy fun.
Yeah.
30 days sexy fun. That's better than just that sex, you know,
to
instead
me,
of orgasm.
Because okay. at least then right. there would be like variety. I would say like change up the times of day.
Yes.
So it's not like don't always, you know, like I love morning sex, but not always, you know, more like or areas where you do it. So it's not always in bed. But those are more simple. But my number one thing really I would like just say like remember that like it doesn't have to be penetrative sex for it to be, you know, or try something new, you know, maybe if you haven't done anal and this is you wanted to, like this may be the time,
or
like,
even if you aren't sure that you wanted to, but maybe if you were willing to try, this would be a good time to explore that again, because if we chalk it up to sexy fun, it doesn't have to last forever. It just has to be a good experience that you guys are both excited about and can love and laugh with, right? A good time or a good story or both. So, okay, I like that. So times of day, I think is good. The different activities, meaning mm-hmm. don't do just the same BMS, boring married sex, over and over again, because that is not, you're never going to make it for 30 days.
Actually, I would also say like, I would say If there is like seemingly some resentment happening, like if you do feel like this is already, it's becoming too much, like don't do it because you have to or something. I don't know. Like to me, this isn't one of those things that like you should stick out just because it doesn't seem to me like it would get better, only worse. Like if you really don't want to do it, but.
So I think that's a good point. I never want somebody faking. You know, don't fake a blowjob, don't fake an orgasm, don't fake sexy fun. So, but I would say that if it's dragging, then I think that's a really good time for a good conversation with yourself and then with your partner. So what is it? Is it that it's just boring? Is it that it just feels one-sided? Is it that it feels like it's sexual, but it's not emotionally rewarding? You know, my five kinds of intimacy, are we hitting all the things, the five kinds, physical, emotional, sexual, romantic, spiritual. So if you're just having physical and sexual with no romance and no emotion, then that's just going to be like dry, you know, and that's not going to really excite or turn people on, I think.
I mean, yeah, it's that, or maybe it's just people grow apart. Maybe you've grown tired of that partner. Maybe it's time to start understanding that. Nothing is meant forever.
Oh, that's harsh. Okay, I would say perhaps, but...
No, don't rush to that as your very first
option.
Don't
rush to that,
but
because...
Don't, like, if you're going to approach your partner about, you know, hey, I'm not enjoying this as much.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid that when that option comes on the table of, okay, we've gone through every single possible reason, there's only one major reason left, and it's that you just don't want to do this anymore. You don't want to be in this... You don't want to be locked in this room anymore. Okay, cool. Let's go find a key.
Maybe. Or get a counselor. But I would say that maybe what it is, I think this happens so often, is that people might do this 30-day sex shop, but they do, like I said, the same things, BMS. They are doing the same things they know how to do. And those were boring them before. And just doing them for 30 days on end is really emphasizing how boring. So more than anything, if it's not turning each of you on, I would start diving deeper into what would turn you on. Even if it's not me, like take off the judgment, take off the possibilities, and just allow yourself to fantasize. So, if George Clooney rode up in a fancy car and said, hey, babe, let's go to Europe for, pizza, then that would turn on a lot of women whose husbands would say, oh, they are not into sex anymore. Like, okay, so whoever, for me, it's Ryan Gosling. Like, he could show up. Anything, and I would be turned on.
What specific fantasy is this?
Well, just because they're examples that most people will know, because a lot of older gentlemen will tell me their wives have just signed off on sex. Their wives are just not interested, have no libido. And I argue that's bullshit. I say, you just don't know how to turn her on. And that's what you got to find out. So before you give up on your marriage, I would start saying, okay, what is it that this person wants? Is it that they really want something kinky? Maybe it's a woman who really wants to try butt stuff, but is totally embarrassed and mortified, because there are a lot of them. Maybe it's a guy who really wants to be tied up. Maybe he wants to be submissive and he can't get his wife to take charge and he's just not really into being in charge. There are so many different things that can get in the way. But I think this would be a good time to dive deep.
Well, yeah, I mean... Honestly, going off of what Tina built on is like, yeah, no, it's not supposed to be just, regular, everyday, this goes in there and that's called. Like, no, hand jobs, blow jobs, those count. Fucking yeah. Oral sex counts, foot jobs count, whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, sex but in the you bathroom, need to give, in the counter, in the kitchen.
You need to give your partner an orgasm. Be responsible to help your partner orgasm once a day for 30 days straight. Now... 30 days, that's 4 full weeks plus 2 extra days. So if it feels like you want, like, use that as an opportunity to go, okay, one day out of every week, we are going to embark on something we have never done before. Because then you only have to find 4 fucking things of your sexual life that you have not tried that you've wanted to. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, then I don't think you should be doing the sex challenge, because you're probably already having really great sex. Maybe not with your partner, but with somebody else.
Yeah, that's the saddest thing.
So...
Never got people divorced when they were having great sex together. So sad. So, okay, if you at least once a week, I think doing something new and exciting and different, and then maybe breaking that up further and saying that each of you is responsible for every other week coming up with that plan. Yeah.
Well, not only that, I mean, I'll even take it another step forward. You can't have the same type of sex back to back. So if her favorite position is to be on top, cool. You get to be on top one day, and if you want sex again the next day, you're not allowed to be on top. Period. The end.
Okay.
Like, that's just, it is what it is. Hey, he really likes me when I bend over. Cool. Well, he has to go at least another day without you bending over in front of him. Cool. Figure it out. Try something new.
Yeah.
Well, change things up.
I think even just self-pleasuring in front of your partner can be totally erotic and very hot and a turn on. And frankly, a lot of women particularly are nervous or shy about doing that. But maybe that's a really straightforward, easy way to have some different that isn't over the top, like, crazy BDSM or anal or something, whatever you find outlandish. So
shit, everybody's working on Zoom nowadays. You know how many fucking Zoom fantasies people have had?
Oh,
literally set up your phone
in
the corner
one.
Facing them. Go on the other phone in the other corner and or in the other room and talk to them and do that whole fantasy shit of catching your coworker, do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. And then sexting even at other times could be that kind of sexy fun. And definitely as a warm up. I like that.
Yeah, sending nudes. We've already addressed that a million times.
Yeah. So I know that when I was still married, but we were towards the very end of our marriage, we tried to, it was so sad. We would still have sexy, some, you know, some like two or three times a week, but it just was not emotionally rewarding. It wasn't romantic intimately. And, but we said, okay, we're going to try and shake things up. So we're going to try and do a different position every day for a week. I think we made it 2 days. And then by like the third day, it was like, well, didn't you pick one? Well, no, didn't you pick one? And that was it. It just died.
That's like what to me can be like the downside of something like this.
Yeah. But to be fair, it was because we weren't emotionally invested in the relationship anymore. We literally couldn't. We just couldn't get up the energy to do it. And we neither one of us had the desire or the willingness to step up, which is pretty sad. So I think there are some people for whom this will register as, no, we really don't. We don't even want to. That's different than we don't know what to do, or we're shy, or we can't think of things. So I think.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I would say if you're not in a good place in your relationship, this may not be the challenge for you.
Yeah. So, or it might be really important. So,
well,
because you do have to then talk and you do have to actually connect, which is something. So, all right. So Aaron, what would you do though to try and turn your wife on for 30 days? Because I don't think generally she's not the one who's like, oh, give me more, right? She's like, oh, I'm tired and whatever. So what kinds of things could you suggest to men that might turn their female partners on?
I mean, if you're going to go 4 weeks and 2 days, I mean, not every fourth day, but, you know, in a 4 day span, make sure one of them is like that super romantic bullshit that women fantasize about. Candlelight, roses, whatever the hell, you know, melted chocolate, whatever.
Just to be clear, that is not my fantasy.
Yeah, well.
Maybe candles and a spanking, you know, but.
But I'm talking about the actual romance, like make it the romantic part.
That, to me, that is romantic. But anyway, see, we all have different versions of what romantic is. Yeah. But okay, so yeah, so once every 4 days or something, do something. Figure out what your partner thinks is romantic. Make sure it's more romantic
type of thing. Not just like, hey, we're going to fuck like dogs. It's, hey, we're going to like.
Focus.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Love making, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. I feel a little projection here, Aaron.
No, maybe not really.
You're secret romantic.
How am I? Because I said love making?
Well, I don't know. You keep mentioning like flowers and candy.
Well, maybe that's what works for his partner.
Maybe you're looking.
Is that how she?
I mean,
feels
that was
loved?
Just generic.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. But I mean, that was just, you know, top of my head. What is the most cliched generic thing? But figure out what your
partner?
She feels is romance.
Yeah.
And find a way to give it to her, but deliver it four different ways. Or a different way each time.
I like that. And I say, like, so romance could even be just going to a park with a bottle of wine, if you like that, and watching the sunset, or going to a dock and just holding hands and actually talking. It could be really looking at each other for 3 minutes and having just a conversation about nothing while you gaze into each other's eyes.
If you have kids, draw her a bubble bath, put candles up, tell her you go sit, you lay in the tub and relax, and put all of them to bed, get them fucking Day or NyQuil, knock their asses out, or Dimetapp, whatever the hell it is, knock their asses out for the night, and then go back and check on her in the bath and make sure she's feeling nice and relaxed.
Yes.
Better yet, if you want to do it this way, you have fucking kids, you don't tell her, you just arrange that their aunt and uncle or their grandparents are going to take them for an entire day or an entire night and the following day, and you don't tell her, and you just say, hey, I'm going to pick up the kids, I'm going to take them somewhere after work, and then I'll meet you back and we'll go to dinner.
Yes.
And
you go,
okay, where are they going? Don't worry about it.
Right.
And you go drop them off.
I love that. And then, so I always tell people when they're planning date nights and stuff, I say what happens, especially when people have kids, is that women like will maybe spend 30 minutes, if that, getting the transition from being mom to trying to get ready for date night. Well, that's not long enough. You really, if you want her to get out of that mom mode, I swear you have to give her a couple of hours. You really, it just takes that long. Women have to get bored. And then when they're bored, then they're like, oh, now I feel like getting dressed up and dolled up. And, oh, what could I do? Instead of it just being, oh, rush, 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 rush. And then it's just about like checking something off the list rather than oh my God, this feels so good. Ooh, wow, I have a body. I have boobs that really want to be kind of touched and teased, right? Just different things.
Well, so, this might not even go with the sex thing, but if you are one of those, if you do have kids and you do plan on following the advice of like just dropping them off somewhere for a night and a day, do the smart thing and I always plan out every fucking step in advance. Make sure the day before this, you have packed their bags completely so it's not something she has to worry about, so you don't have to involve her in it. Then, and of course, every guy in the world is going to go, oh, I'm going to fucking forget something. Cool. Start on Monday while you're at work. Make a list of what every child needs that you think of. Then bring it up. If you really want to keep this spontaneous, just bring it up as casual dinner conversation of, hey, I think we're going to go camping. What do you think we would need to pack?
Uh-huh.
And then fucking when it comes to Thursday night before bed, while she's getting ready for bed or while she's watching TV or doing something, go and pack a bag for each child and put them in the closet and just wait. And then put them in your car first thing when you go to work. Leave them in the trunk all day and then come back, pick up the kids, put them in the trunk, and drive them off.
Or leave the kids at home with somebody staying with them so you don't even have to pack.
Or that.
And you take her to someplace cool. Like a glamping, you know, if maybe you're not into sex on a hard, you know, on a sleeping bag or something. But there's all these glamping places. Or, oh, help.
We did an outdoor movie theater last weekend.
You
had sex at an outdoor movie theater?
No, we didn't have sex. Okay, but you definitely could if you parked far away enough and you went late enough.
We can't recommend that because you could get serious trouble for that. But I'm sure just to go make out in the, you know, back of a car again would be fun. That's a great, that would be tons of sexy. Mm-hmm. And give a hand job or something like that. Mm-hmm. Totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go, there are hotels in Houston where you can just pay cash, $25 for 2 hours.
How clean are those places?
Actually, fairly clean because they turn them over. And there's one chain that I know. And it was like our sexy getaway. $25, show a driver's license, cash, 2 hours, and there's free porn. They sometimes have a hot tub. It was really kind of funny. But they clean them all the time. But then there are some that are really gross and run down.
We're going to have to talk about this chain and stuff off the air.
Yes. So I definitely know that one. But you could do that. But otherwise, you could get a nice hotel or a meeting or an Airbnb or someplace just with a hot tub, right? But definitely swooping somebody away, I think, is really, that's such a lovely gift that is not just about the sexy, the orgasm again. It is just about the space and the excitement of being together as people. So, and that's my thought also, is that I would tell you on some of these things that agree that you are not going to talk about the kids, the house, or just details of life, your taxes and shit. You can talk about work maybe and some, you know, because sometimes, but you figure that out. But really, kids and family and house stuff should just be left out. And when you go on dates, you should be like, you're on a date with somebody that you're trying to be interesting. You're trying to talk about the most interesting things. You don't want to bog them down in reality. That's why you're on the date, is you left reality behind. Now you're on this escape, and it should feel that way. It should feel pleasurable and relaxing and fun. So I think that's a big one. All right. So what else? So different activities, definitely following up on the romance. And I would tell women too, by the way, men, they don't call it romance per se, but they do have this idea of what would be fun or exciting. So some guys might like, you know, to go drive around in the top, you know, in a convertible with somebody's shirt unbuttoned. That might be totally sexy, romantic, cool for them. Being a little, going out to dinner with somebody who doesn't wear underwear might be a real turn on for some people. So it works both ways. Figure out what really excites your partner, not just the orgasm, but really just makes them kind of light up and feel like they're special or they're cool or they're doing something a little bit wild or naughty, and amp that up.
I guess probably I should have preached from the beginning, is make sure you take ownership of it, that, you know, you're going to see anybody who made it this far obviously saw the title and saw a little bit of the episode description and stuff like that of like 30 days of sex. And they're like, cool, I get to have sex for 30 days. Don't think of it like that. Think of it as, I get to make my partner feel the best sensation in the world 30 times in a row.
Well, like, I think it has to be both, because it can't just, because people have, women particularly, they'll start having sexy stuff as like an act of service, and that's great once in a while, but repeatedly, it's just not going to be long lasting. So it has to be that not only are you going to have sexy for 30 days, but you're also going to give your partner as much pleasure as you're going to get. Like, literally, it's going to be this, how much pleasure can I give you? And they're going to try and see how much pleasure they can give back. And it becomes this, oh my God. And then you're just giving and giving and giving. And you're also receiving so much, right? That's where it has to be mutual. And but you're right, it can't be self-centered.
Yeah.
That won't work. Just, yeah, it won't. That's a good point. Yeah, so it has to be give as good as you get.
Yeah.
Or better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, right. I think it's a good way to spend September.
All right. Well, I mean, we're almost through September.
Right, but you can do this anytime. Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do just...
November's 30 days.
Yeah, some people call it naughty in November. I don't know. Like, by the time we get to December, I think everybody should be doing sexy, you know, sexy stockings as gifts, whether they're Jewish or Christian or whatever. You know, there's just so many different ways. So to me, every single month, there is something to celebrate. And any reason is a good reason to help your relationship and get closer. So, all right. So, Tina, you wouldn't have any trouble. You would just be happy just to have sexy.
Yeah, totally, it doesn't be fine. But again, like, I would... I don't see it as like something. I mean, maybe I'll try it, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe okay. I will.
Well, let me ask you, because you are sort of more what we would consider sort of the traditional like male, in terms of you don't necessarily care so much about flowers or frou-frou or romance stuff. But what would actually be romantic to you? When we talk about the five kinds of intimacy, like what's romantic to you?
What's romantic to me? Doing the things that I enjoy with the person who I know is enjoying it also. So for example, like going to a sports game, is romantic to me because I enjoy that. Watching like hanging out, you know, with them playing Jeopardy is romantic to me because those things turn me on, or like stuff like that, which is, I would say, less like unique, but I don't...
No, that's okay. But so let me just ask you, though. So if you and I went to a sports show or a game...
No, I have to be with, like, the person I'm with.
Right. So what about it? Are there any things, any actions? Is it that you handhold? Is it that you sit close to them? Is it that they hug you? Like, are there things that transform what could otherwise just be a fun event between friends?
At least the relationship
romantic
I have now, I would say that... we're not super lovey-dovey, but we are like okay with like, you know, being intimate. But I don't know, I think like for me the most romantic things in a relationship are that like you feel super comfortable with that person, you're friends with them, you feel open to like be yourself, you don't feel like there's like any pressure or stuff like that. Like, it's not to me so much the act, because it's like we hope, like I, you know, we're not, we hug, we kiss, we're not, you know, there's nothing like that. Like, that's like.
All right. Well, so I would encourage you to think about, because I think the safety and that comfort and stuff, I think that's really great and very important. But I think that is not, it might be romantic at the beginning because it's new, and that could be. For people who have been together a while, that tends to be the normal, that sort of comfort, versus, and romantic, the definition is like this air of mystery or excitement and energy, you know, something unexpected, et cetera. So I would just think for yourself, and it could, like I said, I'm not saying no, it can't be, but I think it'd be an interesting question for you and for your partner to think about.
I honestly don't think I'm like in an incredibly romantic relationship right now. I don't think that the
what would be romantic to you?
Both of us are like I'm trying to think like what would be romantic to me. Like, I can't think of anything specific that I haven't said that would be more romantic. Like, I'm not a huge, like a nice dinner is great. You know, intimacy is great in public. You know, but I think like those things aren't as romantic as like really truly being able to laugh and enjoy the time that you spend with someone, not feeling like, you know, and I also think that it helps like, you know, me and my boyfriend, we don't live together.
Right.
So time apart really helps.
Right.
Because we spend so much time together. Like, let's say over the, like, for example, this last weekend, we spent like 5 days together because it was a long weekend. Right. So usually we do like Thursday, Friday, Saturday or something like that. But this is like even longer. So I think like time apart really helps or helps us to like reconnect. And I know obviously like that's not something that's like you, if you want to grow in a relationship, like you're eventually going to have to like figure out how to be. And that's something that really scares me. Yeah. Certainly in relationships is even now, like I enjoy the person I'm dating, but sometimes I look at them and this happens all the time and saying like, could I really be around this person all the freaking time? Like really, like all the time, question. You know? And so, and well, like romance, that's a huge part of it, you know, like, is this like, will this be exciting, you know, if we just so.
Well, that's why I think that we actually, I think everybody should. I was going to ask Aaron next, right, what his version of romance is, because I think my five kinds of intimacy are really, really spot on, and that we need all of them to keep things alive and to keep things growing and keep us really intimately connected in a way that keeps us strong. So, I think too many people just really don't think about romance, and that's wrong. I think that whether you're masculine or feminine, we all have some idea of what it is to us, and it's very unique, and that's totally okay. But when we can identify it, then we can actually share it. And so men, especially if you're going to do this 30-day challenge, this is a really good time to tune in and to ask your partner, because what you think they, you know, their version of romance is might not be. And flowers and chocolates, those are lovely, but may not really turn her on. So, but just let me, before I turn to Aaron, I just want to say, when you talk about that relationships have to grow, I have to say, I have a, you know, my dad who's 80 something years old, his ideal relationship, and he's now done this with two different women, one for 20 something years and one for about 5 or 6 now, is they spend the week in their own homes, the weekdays, every weekend and vacations they spend together, and they travel, they do holidays together, whatever, but they do not live together. And for him, this is the ultimate success. They never get tired of each other. They always look forward to each other. And it's, anyway, so you can do that, like I said, for 20 something years, and he was blissfully happy. So just again, without judgment, create what it is that works for you. That's open the door, open your eyes, open the doors to possibility. So, all right, Aaron, so what do you think would be romantic for you?
Shit. I mean, you said this 5 minutes ago. I still have no idea.
Isn't that sad? Like, this should be a basic question. We're all entitled to this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
for some people, it's maybe meant like having sex in their office on their desk.
No, that doesn't mean romance to me, because
No? Okay. Again, sometimes risk taking.
My office is not soundproof.
Okay.
And the desk is like flimsy and like cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even my office. And I say this, the office I commandeered at work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not even my office, and I don't want to know who the person who had it before me, what the hell he did in there.
Okay. So anyway, okay, so what would be, but again, so men could have maybe sex in cars, getting a blowjob while they're driving, stopping at a rest stop and going into the woods. There are lots of different things that are really romantic and exciting to different people. So,
but what if you do those things on the regular? Not all the time, but like, it's to you, like, I think a relationship is something where you don't to me, you don't think about it, oh, unless it's something you really have to plan, but you just kind of do it. Like, you, I don't know.
So I think romance, like, by its very definition, this air of excitement, of mystery, of an ambiance to it, is the opposite of regular. So the same way, again, my chocolate chip cookies, you know, I love homemade fresh chocolate chip cookies. They get me excited. But if they were every single day, I would not be excited. So it's the fact that they're not all the time that make them special. So romance, it's the idea that it's not your normal, and that it does happen sometimes, and then it's like, oh, I have to appreciate this while it's here. A full moon, right? We know every single month we get a full moon, but we all go, oh, look, it's the full moon, because we have 30 days apart to learn to appreciate it and look forward to it. So we can have different ideas of romance, but you're right. It's not, if it was every day and it was forced, that would not be it. Maybe it's like some people love to get dressed up once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, some people don't ever want to. So going camping, some people want to do it all the time. I want to go to Disney World every 2 years. That is, I look forward to it. It's awesome. I'm so excited. I'm thrilled. If I went every 4 months, I would be so bored. So, yeah. All right. So Aaron's still thinking. I'm waiting to hear. What's romantic? You got to help guys out here with some ideas.
I mean, romantic to me? I mean,
this is like a really hard question. I'm going to be honest.
It's so funny. Like, this shouldn't be. I didn't think this would be hard.
Well, because you put a lot of parameters. Like every time I come up with an answer, I feel like it's not like what you, or maybe it's not. I'm not thinking about it correctly or something.
No. Oh, I'm so sorry. Because no, I'm trying to say everybody can have their own version of romance. Right. I wouldn't. So I'm not trying to judge that.
I think it's really important to think about it in a deeper way.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, and then the word romance has like a connotation about it where you have to think about like, oh, well, like you just said roadhead. Some people would consider that romantic. I don't know if I would consider it romantic. Now, would it be fun? Would it be awesome? Yeah. Would I classify that in my head as romance?
I agree.
No.
Okay, but again, because the way our culture has thrown around this word romance is we think flowers and chocolate, but that's not it. That's why I'm telling you the dictionary definition, air of excitement and energy and unexpected, right? That's what's unusual. That's what romance is. So if you're getting head in the car all the time, then it may not be romantic. But if it doesn't happen very often and it lights your face up, so think of it as exciting. How about that? Romantic and exciting.
Yeah, something that's exciting.
Like, but makes you feel something emotionally too, not just like, I don't know. Makes you feel more connected, makes you happy to be sharing this experience with your partner, right? Maybe that's what it is. It's the excitement of doing this with your partner.
Yeah, I get. I mean, on those parameters, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Sure, roadhead is one of them.
Okay. That would be great for a 30-day sex challenge.
Yeah, just like I've said before on previous episodes, make sure you practice in the driveway or in the garage first.
Yes.
Because God knows you don't want to have the parenthood moment.
Yeah.
The Parent Trap. The Parent Trap was a Disney movie. They would not allow Roadhead in a Disney movie.
No. It was the Garp
Parenthood
movie when it got bit off in the VW. But anyway, but don't sit in the car with your car running with the garage door down.
No, FYI. Don't do that.
Don't do that. So, okay. So Roadhead would be one. All right. So what else would be exciting and intimate for you? We'll call that.
I guess my wife taking the initiative to bring something different to the, like...
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would feel romantic. I like that because it would be unexpected and you wouldn't know. And yeah, that would be pretty cool. And you'd feel wanted and desired.
Yeah.
Which is huge for men and women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a sexual thing, but her picking the goddamn restaurant for once.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So what about her creating and planning a special date night for you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah.
I know that can sound sappy to, you know, to a man,
but really...
No, that
would
be
fine, but it just depends. Like, don't half-ass shit. Don't go, hey, we're going to our favorite restaurant and then just calling it good. Like, no, if you're going to do it, you're going to plan every fucking letter to the T. Just like when we were dating, I planned that I was going to hit this store, pick up flowers at this point in time. And I was going to make sure that I was at your doorstep at this time. And I opened the door for you. And I didn't.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, see, if we were dating, I could never measure up to that standard. There is no way. There's never been a time in my entire life that I have been able to plan everything down like and execute like that. So, but I will tell you, I would make up for it by just surprising you with more sexy shit.
Well, it doesn't even... Like, if you say, hey, we're going to have a date where I, like... I'm going to make the decisions, but we're going to wing it. I'm fine with that too. But have a general like idea. At least, you know, don't go, hey, I'm going to plan a date night and go, okay, cool. And I go, what are we doing? And you go, okay, we're going to go to our favorite restaurant. And I go, okay.
Yeah. Okay,
and then you expect that's going to be the whole thing and we're going to go home. Like,
okay, right. So make an effort. You want effort invested.
Yes.
You want it to feel special. You want them to have thought about you and to try to have pleased you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is a very important thing.
Yeah.
And you're right, because I would expect the same from somebody taking me out on a date.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay. I like that.
Going to the casino, winning a bunch of money, going up to one of the hotel rooms and having sex on a big pile of money. Yeah,
oh,
that's one.
Oh, my God, yes.
But there's no way to guarantee that you're going to win. You're probably not going to win anyways. You're going to lose, but yeah.
Yeah, but what if you came prepared? See, this is where I would come prepared. I'd have, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 worth of bills and just spread it out in the, yeah, on the bed. That'd be fun. Throw it up in the air. I have friends who did that on their honeymoon. Yeah. Oh. Well, no, I would keep it so that even if you lost it, we could do
it. I make it sound like I have a gambling problem. I really don't.
No, I know you don't. You're so cautious and stuff. So, okay, but I like that. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, what about, I think for most men, being told to lay down and somebody just touching and kissing you all over from head to toe?
Yeah.
And with no expectation of something in return? I'm pretty sure that's pretty romantic for most guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Guilt-free orgasm.
There you go.
I think I learned that from you.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. All right. So now with those things, do you have any more thoughts, Tina, about what you might consider romantic?
No.
No? No obligation. You don't have to. But I do suggest that everybody should think about it and have a list of things. Because especially in a partner, if you had this kind of list of, you know, dreamy romantic ideas, then your wife, instead of going, oh, shit, I don't know what he wants, could just like look at your list sometimes and surprise you with them, which would be totally romantic and cool.
Yeah, that would be really fucking helpful, dude.
Yeah.
Men.
Right. Well, for
I mean,
you
it would
too.
Be helpful for the other. But male. What yeah. about yeah. what about the argument that, oh, that means that it's not it? Because see, people, some people get really rigid when they see a list because then it becomes like a regimented type of thing. Yeah, it becomes like a to-do list or a regimented like, hey, here's your chore list kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. So
and they think
I would,
it takes the spontaneity out of things.
Right. So maybe with my clients, my coaching clients, I suggest that they keep a sexy journal. They can have one for the two of them or they can each have their own. But in that sexy journal, again, as you said, the more we think about sexy, the more we look for it, the more we want it, the more we're willing to do. And then when we have these random thoughts, like, oh, I'd love to have sex with a woman who keeps her thigh highs and high heels on sometime, right? You write it down. And so then if you just had these possibilities, they're not to-dos. Although we did an episode on our fuck it list. And I do think it's fun to have a fuck it list. So maybe that's it. You keep a fuck it list. But it's not like, okay, we have to do this. It's just, these are crazy ideas. If you really want a surprise or whatever, these are things I would be really interested in doing. Then it becomes a gift. Right? An experience, but it helps us because we can create something different or we can take that idea and change it or we can do it. But it's not an obligation. It's not, okay, well, I did one. Unless you want to say, okay, every month, each of us pick something from the other's list to try to please them and surprise them with it. That would be fun. And once a month, we could all do that. So yeah, so keep a sexy journal, keep your fuck it list, write these crazy ideas down. And have a list that's what I think might be romantic. And then just keep adding to it. And the more you think about it, I think your list will get really long. But that would be fun. And again, going back to the way we started, we all want to have challenges. And we all want to succeed at those challenges. So if you have this bucket list and your wife could be like, God, I could really make his day. And I could feel like this damn sexy siren by doing it. Oh, I'm all over that. Instead of it being, shit, I have to pick something out of thin air and I don't know what it is. So, yeah, I think it might inspire more participation and excitement and initiation
yeah.
if we know what we're doing. So
I agree.
I think that would be it. All right, so that's it. Start a sexy journal. Keep a fuck it list. Think about what's romantic and embark on a 30-day challenge. Yes, so much sexy fun. So much sexy fun to be had there, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you think, and if you're one of those people who goes, oh, 30 days is fucking long. They fucking rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and Noah was on a boat with just his wife. You can fucking survive.
Well, he did have a bunch of animals, but we don't want to talk there.
No. Yeah.
But you're right. At the beginning of the show, I was the one going, oh, I don't want to have to do this for 30 days. And now I'm like, shit, I want a partner that I could do this for 30 days.
Yeah.
I could easily come up with all this stuff. This would be so much fun. I kind of like it. So. Yeah.
I mean, put shit in perspective if you really think 30 days is long. Think about 90 days across an ocean in a rickety-ass wooden boat. I'm going back to the pilgrims.
Yeah. Yeah, so doesn't sound like fun.
But just think about that. If
but
you
just
really
think about all the fun things. And if you listen to this show, I am sure that we gave you more than 30 days worth of shit. So you can go back, take notes while you listen to it. In fact, we should, at the beginning, we should have said, hey, get a paper
we'll
and pen.
We'll put it in the description.
Put it in the description. But make notes and really start your sexy journal then. And yeah, and then tell us how things go. Do expect a little bit of a lull and stuff, but just be creative. And hey, follow us. They can follow us on all sorts of, tell them where they can find us. And then you'll probably get ideas for different things you can add to this 30-day challenge too.
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Come With Us Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Come With Us Pod. You can interact with us. DMs are open on all three of those. Or you can email us. So if you have done a 30-day sex challenge with your partner in the past, if you plan on it, if you want more ideas, you can always reach out to us. comewithusconfessions@gmail.com is the email. comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Hit us up. We'll be happy to read your DMs and respond to some of them and hear your great stories about if you do the 30-day sex challenge. Let us know what you felt on day one versus what you and your partner felt on day 30 or day 31 after it was all over with.
Yeah, and any advice you'd have for other people to follow. And if you come up with a really great romance idea, you know, idea list and stuff, share that too so we can all celebrate. And hey, you know, we always ask for reviews on Apple Podcasts and stuff and subscribe and give us a review. But also, if you could go to our Facebook page, Come With Us Podcast, and give us a 5-star review on Facebook. We just found out that apparently they don't show our posts to many people until we get some reviews. So we've never asked for that before, but that's my mission of the day. So thank you very much for helping us out, because you know us, we want to share the love in as many ways as we possibly can with as many people as we possibly can. So, all right. Well, thank you, y'all. Tina, Aaron, it is always my pleasure to be here with y'all. So thanks for joining us for Come With Us Podcast. We are the podcast you need when you want the bare naked truth about love, sex, and relationships. I'm Beth from sexyedschool.com, here with Aaron and Tina. We strip away the bullshit and dive deep into everything from dating to squirting, kinky to furry, and love and heartbreak. Big hugs and love. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.